This is it's a heated game. It's a division game, and you never want to give up a division loss at home. You know, for us, we take pride in playing at home, playing in front of our home crowd, and we want it to be an advantage to us. So, but we just didn't execute tonight.
They came into the game, and they, you know, their defense outperformed our defense. Their offense, you know, outperformed our offense. Their special teams outperformed our special teams, and you know, they came through, you know, with a big play on special teams, and that was really the, you know, the outcome of the game. You know, they went down there and. You know, when we got down to offense, we kicked threes, you know, same as they did, except, you know, they were able to come through on special teams. So we just fell short.
We wanted to come out and be aggressive in the first play. We ran go route to Mike, and it ended up being a big play. And then the second play, well, the third play, Byron ended up scrambling, surprising all of us with his mobility and ended up scoring. So we just came out and wanted to be aggressive.
Well, we knew coming in it was going to be a defensive game. This game normally is. And we was mixing up a lot of stuff, a lot of blitzes and zones. And the back end is doing a great job.
Keenan Lewis made it sound like you guys had a pretty good feel of what they were going to do. They tried to go deep quite a bit, but the two corners took a lot of that away. As the game was going along, did you just feel like eventually your offense was going to pop through and get another drive going like they did on the first one of the game?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we was waiting on them to go down there and put seven, but type of games you need turnovers. You know, their defense got two of them. We didn't get none, and we didn't help our offense out in that category.
What we needed to do was make a play, and we didn't do that. I've not played here with two corners playing at a high level the way our corners are. So somewhere in the middle, safeties, linebackers, we needed to make a play, a statement play to change the game, and we didn't do that.
Can you just talk about Byron's play tonight?
He looked good. He was leading the team. He had one bad pick. Other than that, like I said earlier, you know, defense, we got to help that guy out. He ain't played in a few years. We got to get some turnovers, make the field short. But he managed the game for us.
Watching him pick himself off the ground that many times, the way he was hurting was tough. But for me, it was inspiring. You know, you look at a guy like that and you admire that. That's still the way, and that's why he's part of this team.
I think he came in, he commanded the huddle. He made a lot of great throws. He made a lot of great decisions. You know, hopefully, you know, next week we continue to build and build chemistry with Byron and just continue to climb and get better.
It's over now. We got to worry about Cleveland. They're a good football team. They played Dallas tough today. We know that. They're going to come out and try to play us with everything they have in their stadium. We know that.